Aleish Rochelik Aleph and Reish Ain Hey. This is the second chapter. Gam Mitzad Mishloach Yadei She'achad HaMelaklal. So we mentioned in the previous chapter that the person belongs to the klal through his activity, profession, whatever he is doing. Aval Ben Aliyah Magi Lidei Hakara Yaseir Chava BaKlal. It's not limited to that. Ben Aliyah reaches a greater recognition, knowledge of the klal, at she'ein yachol od lirosis es mod bli klal Yisrael, to the point where he cannot see himself anymore as isolated from klal Yisrael. Le'akara rechava zoy mukdash mamazis. This chapter is devoted to that wider recognition. It goes beyond his activities and projects on behalf of klal Yisrael. Me'ata aleinu la'amod l'kachot. We're going to try and ascertain is ma'u klal Yisrael ben aliyah. How does a ben aliyah see klal Yisrael? Biviografiyot shel tzedekim hinenu koreim tadir. So in the biographies of Tzadikim, we read regularly, Ki hayu gam oyehavei Yisrael gedolim, that besides many other accomplishments, they were also great oyehavei Yisrael. Ucha'ilu zei ma'ala piratis tzadik zeh, as if that is a particular and specific accomplishment of this tzadik. Asher yitachen shei tzadik gam bilada, but it would have been possible for him to be a tzadik even without this accomplishment. The authors of these biographies do not understand, that they don't fully grasp the meaning of Ahavas HaKlal. Kol ben aliyah magia leshelav bavidasoy, magia leshelav bavidasoy, hamachriach oisu lachiv liboy. Every ben aliyah reaches a certain stage in his avoida that obligates him lachiv liboy, to expand his heart ad hiskal elusoy pesach klal Yisrael, to the point where he becomes, emerges into klal Yisrael. When he comes to that point in his life, he's going to fulfill the very first Saif in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid, I place Hashem in front of me constantly. At that point, it's no longer possible to live one's life as an isolated individual. Because such a content of life, such a type of life, it's too great, too overpowering and overwhelming for an individual's psychology. And therefore the individual at that point needs to merge and expand into Klal Yisrael. Only then can he live further in a constant closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The deep point of view is this. If a person wishes to be connected intimately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to place his life on this truth that ein od milevadoi, as he must, there's no choice about this, he must be attached to Klal Yisrael. Ki rak am Yisrael hu anoseh sod achdus boilam. It's only Am Yisrael carries this concept of the unity of Hashem in the world. Al adnei hakaras achdusis barach bonu avosin hakdashim es Am Yisrael. The avos built Am Yisrael on these foundations, these pillars of recognizing Hashem's oneness. Zeh, it's expressed in the Torah in this pasuk, atem asisuni chativa achas boilam. You made me one unit in the world. Shneima shema Yisrael Hashem lekin Hashem echad. As the Gemara puts it in Chagiga. That's really the essence of the nation. Shezachinu l'liyukei Yisrael. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechid shmo l'yachid, as we know, Chazal tell us HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not place his name on an individual, other than Yavois, ela al umah shleima. Rather, it's l'liyukei Yisrael over the entire nation. V'zeh b'chayos Am Yisrael, he chose Am Yisrael to place his name, to b'miyachad his name upon them. U'milvad zeh, besides this, oid zeh yisbanu, we have another feature, he transformed us. He placed within us properties, characteristics in Am Yisrael that elevated above any other nation or tongue, any other language. He made us unique by giving us different neshamois. The neshama of a Jew is rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The source of the neshama, the root of it is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally. Besoid kichelek Hashem Amoy, read it as kichelek me Hashem Amoy. We're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only Yisrael is that. And furthermore, imitzat terasu HaKadosha, that's another factor, shenivle'a besoich tiv'eh umah mamash, the Torah is absorbed into the nature, it becomes the nature of the nation. And also the particular involvement Hashem has with us for generations. The response is, as you made me one, I will make you unique in the world. Ba'oritz daika. Pay attention. Dafket says ba'oritz. Haroitze, please, the big besed achdus b'yisrecha ele adamoyis. If a person wants to cleave to this profound idea of Hashem's oneness while here on earth, there's only one way to do that. As we said before, the individual, it's too great for one individual, any individual. He has to be part of the klal, ki hu safug b'elokus b'yisrecha chai. The nation is saturated with godliness, being the living nation. In brackets, it's interesting, the pasuk says, "Veloy sig'al nafshi eschem," in the Teichachav b'chukoy sai. My soul will not find you distasteful. That's the rough translation. But Rashi explains, "Kol ge'ila l'shem plitas davar balo v'davar." The word tig'al here connotes expelling something which was previously absorbed. She'am Yisrael balo b'elokus. The pasuk is telling us here that Am Yisrael is like absorbed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nifla me'oid. V'azeh uvtachnu, the Torah promises us, ve'af gam zeis b'yosem eretz oivehem, even at the lowest point, lo yimastim ve'lo yigealtim, I will not expel them from within myself, says Hashem. Ve'in yitzel adas oid, if you want to know further, b'kitzun imbaratz, very briefly, ma'amadoi shel Am Yisrael, the status of Am Yisrael, hare mikam ale dibra kasuv, the pasuk says, yitzreinu ke'ishon einoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guard the nation like the pupil of his eye. Rashi hu ha-shachor sheba'ayin, referring to the black part of the eye, the pupil, sham o'yitzeh himenu. Am Yisrael hu kivyachol ishon eino yisbarach. Am Yisrael is, so to speak, like the pupil of Hashem's eye, shem'or u'lekusah yitzeh himenu l'alam, from which elekus comes out into the world. In the footnote, v'da ki ha-moyfes he'amoyk v'chosech b'Yisrael tera min ha-shamayim zehu. He wants to speak about Seyd Achdus, this idea of the unity of Hashem, Ikar Kol HaTorah Kula, which is really the essence of the Torah, HaAmoik Sheba Sodeis, the deepest of the secrets. Asher Ach Koishi Rav Ele Bidei Gdolei Yisrael Asig Shem Itzmino, that even Gdolei Yisrael find it exceptionally difficult to understand it at all. Uf Shuteyam Klal Enem Bavinim Bo, others don't understand it at all. Ulam Chayei Kol HaUma Kedusha, nonetheless, the life of this holy nation, Mushtatim Al Achdusay, it's based on Hashem's being one. Both for the nation and for the individual. Ad shemitzius Am Yisrael atzma, to the point where the very existence of Am Yisrael mevaseres ein oid milavadei. The existence of Am Yisrael broadcasts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Hachel miyamim gdumim, starting in antiquity, shekol ha'umois yushtufim be'elilus, where there was very vulgar and crude idolatry, polytheism, ad zman hachadash, to write to these days. They fail to understand this idea of the unity of Hashem. Of course not in antiquity and even not in modern times. V'Hashem, and this name, monotheism that they gave, yeah, they gave it, they labeled it, monotheism. It expresses really the outermost layer of this idea of Hashem being one. Ha'emes ki sod achdus unale me'asagas enosh. The truth is, this idea of Hashem being one is really beyond human understanding. Ad shekamu gam gdolei Yisrael miskashim lamod Hashem tzmimenu. To the point where even the greatest thinkers that we have find it difficult to grasp anything of it. Ila zeis, minayin le'am Yisrael sod asher sechel enosh lo mo'ach bekoishi. Where did we get this from? Where did it come? And especially in times, in ancient times, when people worshipped a whole panoply of gods, where does it come to Am Yisrael from? It was revealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Matan Torah Kara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olamos Elyonim VaTachtonim, as Chazal tell us, at Matan Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu split open the world, and he showed them that he is alone. Ata Hor'es Aladaz, you were shown to know, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Back to the text, Zeu Klal Yisrael, Yetzira Nifla'ah, really a wondrous creation, Shebemahusoi Bechina Shlachad, its essence is this aspect of one Ba'aretz, here in the physical universe. Haroyitzeh Lehizdabek Bevorei Olam, and therefore one wishes to have a connection to this creator. Muchrach Lehizdabek Klal Yisrael, there's no other path. It must be through emerging into Klal Yisrael. Koi muchach uvecho pashut. It's so imperative and it's so straightforward. Ad she'arizel kosav shelifnei tefillah tzrich adam lekabel al tzomo mitzvahs v'avdat l'reacha kamoicha. He writes famously that before davening, a person must commit himself to Ahavas Yisrael. Ki rak mitoch Ahavas Yisrael yochal lifnos b'tefillah l'kadosh baruch hu. It's through that. That's like the entree into tefillah l'kadosh baruch hu. V'choy gedola achdusam shel Yisrael mitzad shoresh nishmasam. Again, at the root where the Neshamos meet in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's so unified at shekulam domim le'verei gufecha, to the point where they really are part of one large organism. Sheloi shayach ben min tor v'nikom, where it's not shayach with one organism to bear grudges or to take revenge. V'chein isa b'Yerushalmi n'darim periktes alachad dalet. Famous Yerushalmi. Kasiv lo yisikom v'lo yisitores b'nei amecha. The Torah tells us in Kedoshim, not to bear grudges, not to take revenge. Heyach avid, how so? Haya mekatea kupi, the person was cutting meat, umachis sakina liyadoi, then he accidentally hit himself with a knife, with a cleaver. Tachzo v'simcha liyadei, must the other hand now take revenge against the first hand? Kloimar im chatach yadachad, if he happened to cut himself, hain tachzo yad v'tachtoch esahoz lenekama, is the other hand going to take revenge by cutting the first one? Halo guf echadim, it's one body. V'acharei shezoi mahusei shel Am Yisrael. Seeing that that's really the essence of Am Yisrael, hare bechol makom shenimtza tzibur shel asera anashim Yisrael. Then, once it's the essence, you don't need the entire nation there. Wherever there's a tzibur, whatever is the smallest quantity that counts as the collective, when we have a minyan, yeshna segulazei, that property exists. Obviously, to a lesser intensity, but it's still there. Kol bei asera shechin tasharya. Whenever we have a minyan, the shechina is there to some extent. Bechol doru bechol tzibur, every community, every generation, af she'anashav yu b'shifel ha'madrega, even if they are on the lowest rung, nekuda zeh shel kedushas Yisrael nimtzeis b'hem, that point exists, b'nei berisem, with a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hem yisoid goy echad ba'aretz, they already are part of this profound idea of goy echad, that it's really one nation, one organism. Seeing that this idea of Klal Yisrael is so exalted and elevated, we should not wait until we reach the very highest levels of Dvekus Nekadosh Baruch Hu, only at that point are we going to start exercising this idea of Ahavas Yisrael. Ela mamash yelodim, rather, when it comes to children, bitzadim harishonim lekaskiyum mitzvos, taking the first steps towards fulfilling the mitzvos, yesh largil kva, we already need to accustom them behavas Yisrael uvichvoid etzibur, behavas Yisrael and kavoid towards the community, ki hashpasan shel kama mitzvos al haadam, the influence of a number of mitzvos in the person, kshura b'zeh, is intimately connected to this, shuichloil atzmoi besoch klal Yisrael bekiyuman, that he must already start practicing this idea of merging into Klal Yisrael. Lachen ha-tefila menusachas b'shem rabim. That's why davening is expressed in the plural. Ki, as the Gemara puts it, le'olam li'shotef inish ba'dei tzibur. A person must always combine with the tzibur. U'sfila b'tzibur davka nishmas tamid. It's davka tefila b'tzibur that is heard, and it has many properties and distinctions beyond the tefila v'yachid. V'divrei chazal baru mileilu, chazal put it very clearly, the pasuk in Kedoshim, ve'avta l'reacha kamoicha, omar Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol batoira. Mashma shezo haklal shechva Torah kula. Rabbi Akiva is implying this is the fundamental principle of everything. Ve'chol sh'ar mitzvos en pratin negda. All other mitzvos are details of this mitzvah. Ve'en keitz u'gvul l'gdolasa v'chashivusa shel Ahavas Yisrael. There's no end, there's no limit to the importance, the profound significance of Ahavas Yisrael. And the one, the individual, merging into the klal in thought and in deed. So that's the idea that goes beyond just one's activity, whether it's a rov or a mechanech or whatever it is, which we spoke about in the previous chapter. This is more for the ben aliyah to understand that at some point he must merge into klal Yisrael. Adkan.